Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tulip Queen Hannah Kendall and the royal court of Molly Bolt, Courtney Chaplin, Jocelyn Gritters, and Ellie Warda join us on today's program. I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the Tulip Queen and Royal Court from 2020. Obviously, wish we were talking to you under better circumstances, but we're talking over Zoom this morning. First of all, Queen Hannah, we'll start with you. How have you and the group been trying to manage through this difficult time, knowing that you didn't get to have many of the moments that you hoped to have this spring, but at the same time, still trying to spread some cheer and joy in our community?
So we've been given a lot of opportunities just to be together and be part of our community. Social distance, of course, but we went and dug up some tulips to deliver to some members of the Historical Society. And we've been virtually practicing our program just to prepare for later. So we're just trying to make the best of a situation and know that we still have each other to make it through.
Well, and Ellie, I'll start with you. I saw you last in person in a car parade as well. So you went over to the Hearthstone Pella Manor area, were able to go around. How have you been trying to adjust, knowing that you also wanted to have a spring track season at the same time and wanted to have at the same time the experience with all these girls?
It's been hard just because there's been so many changes within like the past month, but I think it's just important to try and stay positive and just make the most of the activities and events that we do have. So I'm thankful and super grateful for every opportunity we have to get together with social distancing and just spread joy and positivity within our community.
Well, and Courtney and Jocelyn, both of you are performers. I've seen you guys on stage several times. I know that's probably been difficult to miss. How have you been trying to fill that gap, knowing that you'd rather be out and about, I'm sure, kind of showcasing your program and trying to get people to come to Tulip Time?
I'm a very social person, so it's very different being locked at home with only my parents. But I guess the way I'm getting through it is by doing a lot of FaceTime calls and trying to make the most of any chances I get. So if I go uptown, trying to, while staying socially distant, trying to talk to people and just try to spread joy instead of negativity. I feel like right now, a smile goes a lot farther than anything else. Just trying to be nice to people and make other people smile, even though it's a really hard time for everyone. So I think I'm really grateful for technology, for the way that it's helping us connect in this really difficult time.
I agree with a lot of what Courtney says about how we're just like just trying to get out, FaceTiming with friends, trying to like connect with people in any ways that I can. And for like, when it comes to like dance and theater, it's just kind of hard because I don't have any of that around me anymore. I don't get to take my last senior bow on stage. I don't get my last dance recital that I was looking forward to. And it's just really hard knowing that I've put in all that work and I don't get like a final bow for it. But I've been communicating a lot with all of my theater friends who also are going through the same thing, and with my dance friends who are going through the same experience as me, and just like talking to them and connecting with them as well.
Well, and Molly, you also lost your spring soccer season. I've had a chance to talk to a lot of your teammates about that. And at the same time, the Tulip Court, I know it's been tough, but, you know, what have you been trying to do to make the most of this situation, knowing that, you know, we're kind of all in this together, Molly?
I don't know. At first, it was kind of like this thing where I was seeing all these things were being canceled of mine, and I was just kind of really upset and wondering why it was happening to me this year and things like that. But I started to realize that everyone is in the same boat and everyone is losing things that are important to them. And so I tried to more look at the bright side and the things that I still have that weren't taken from me. And I just started to become really thankful for this experience at all, and that I was chosen to be on the Tulip Court, and that I got those performances that we got in before all this happened, and I got to get to know these girls. And I was really thankful that this didn't happen during volleyball season. And yeah, just the parts of my senior year that I did get to enjoy. So
I wanted to focus on some of the positive accomplishments each of you girls had and share that with our community. Queen Hannah, you got in right before the deadline, Hannah, all-state speech recognition for individual speech again. I'm sure that meant a lot to you because I know you've been with speech for a long time. What did it mean to be able to perform, get that recognition, and to be recognized once again for your performance?
So speech is my favorite activity. It's so important to me. And to be able to not only fit in that one last performance and watch other students from our community do the same, that meant so much. But then to be recognized for all the hard work that we put in was just an amazing feeling. And I'm so glad that I could kind of end my senior year off with a bang and feel good about all the accomplishments that I've done. So that was probably, if my senior year had to end abruptly, that was the best way it could have happened.
Well, and Ellie, you and I talked a few weeks ago about your commitment to Central College and that you're intending to continue your career. And I know you lost your senior track season, but that has to feel good knowing that you've still got some races left in you with some really close friends and pretty close to home.
Yeah, I'm super thankful that this didn't happen during cross country season, but I'm also thankful that at least we had some practices for track season just to get to know some of the underclassmen, and even so that they have a chance to kind of get used to the activation and how things work so then they're ready for next year and kind of pass along the reins for the seniors next year. But I'm just super excited that I still have some races that I can participate in next year. And I'm really thankful that I found a place like Central for my home next year.
And Jocelyn, once again, you were recognized by the Iowa High School Musical Theater Association for your work in Newsies. In fact, your whole team earned a really awesome honor. I think it was top 8 award in the state. How exciting was it to hear that news this week that your theater troupe once again was going to be recognized?
That was really exciting. Once we got the email, there were so many congratulations thrown around by all of the theater community. And just knowing that if we had the actual award program, that we could have performed there, that 4 of us could have performed Triple Threat nominations, that was just so exciting to be recognized in that way. It's very disappointing that we don't actually get to be there at the award ceremony and participate in it. But it's still a huge honor to be recognized for it. And especially on the musical of Newsies. Newsies was just such a fun musical to do. And I had such great time making so many memories with all of the theater troupe and the ensemble.
Well, and Courtney, I know you best through show choir. And once again, the show choir had another successful season. It was a year of transition, but it seemed like the performances still went on. And obviously, you've had some great performances, Courtney. I remember also last year at Sound of Music. It seems like you're still enjoying performing quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I'm really thankful that I got my final show choir season in. It was definitely different than all the other years I've had show choir, but it was enjoyable for sure. And I made a lot of new friends, and I'm really glad that I got those opportunities to perform on stage with them and to close out my biggest passion in high school, which was show choir, with a bang, with all my friends by my side. And looking back, I'm really grateful for all those opportunities that we got.
And then Molly, last but certainly not least, I know you best through volleyball. You're going to continue your career. Obviously had a great senior season this year. And I'm sure that you're looking back at that, as you mentioned earlier, pretty fondly now, knowing that what you ended up missing at the rest of the year.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely eye-opening to know, because it was never something you ever thought about, that like your senior season would be cut short in any sport at all. But now seeing all this, it definitely made me thankful that I got it in. My club season actually did get cut short right before regionals and hopefully nationals. So that was kind of a bummer. But yeah, it's just really exciting to know that my time with volleyball isn't over and I'll get to continue at a really great program like Dort. So.
Once again, that was the 2020 Tulip Queen in Royal Court. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.